You are about to experience the Jerry Banfield Show. We hope it'll help you live, learn, and love your best today. Thank you very much for your willingness to listen to the ads at the beginning of each show, because you can feel great knowing you're helping me earn a few cents every ad you listen to. When we add all the cents up, that gives me enough to record this podcast for you almost every day. Are you wondering whether it's better to share your business ideas or keep them secret? Do you have some amazing ideas you want to share with the world, but you're not sure how to go about it? I imagine this video will be helpful for you today, which, as a full-time YouTuber, I think about what I can help you with every day. I trust you'll hit that subscribe button, turn those notifications on if you'd like to get more videos like this. I make 3 videos for you every day to give you the best ideas I have right here. I do not keep my ideas secret. I get my ideas straight out of there. And it just recently cost me. I just saw a post on a platform. I'm not even going to talk about it to promote it. I just saw a post on a platform where somebody had got paid tens of thousands of dollars to implement an idea that I shared 2 years ago. And they took full credit for the idea as if it was their own. Now, maybe it was, but I highly doubt they didn't see my post. In fact, I'm pretty sure that they, at the time, offered nothing but criticism for it and tried to actually put the idea down. Thus, sometimes sharing our ideas can lead to them getting stolen, and they can lead to simply having someone else take them and leave us behind and give us nothing. This was a case where that exactly happened. The worst happened. I put my idea out there. I actually got a bunch of criticism and negative feedback on it from the several influential stakeholders, one of whom took the idea as their own 2 years later, gets paid a bunch of money to implement it, and then is celebrated as someone who's made this great thing after they didn't like it when I suggested it. Now, at the time, I was initially a little upset about it, and I was going to do a rant about the specific idea and the specific situation. But what I realized is, if my idea is really that good, it should be a compliment that someone else took it and ran with it. I really have the ability to feel good that I proposed something so powerful and helpful that it was implemented. And who gives an F if I, in this particular body and ego, get credit for it? In fact, that might even be better than doing it myself in some ways. Someone else has the bother of actually executing the idea and is responsible for running it. That's why now I just share my ideas right out there in the open. And if they're good enough that someone steals them and runs with them, then good. Good. That means it was an idea worth sharing. There's some kind of just good karma about being the messenger for a great idea. And there's some of us that struggle to think of great ideas, and the best we can do is just go look around and do a better job on other people's poorly executed ideas. Thus, I share everything openly because, as a full-time YouTuber, it also gives me great videos to make. And maybe someone might have a little bit of gratitude if I give a great idea, and they'll at least follow me and remember me even if I don't get any credit for it. This also goes back to the origin of ideas. Where do ideas come from? Where do I get the idea that the thing I proposed 2 years ago was my idea, and the thing now is a copy of my idea and I should get credit for it? That I looked at also as I got upset seeing how this person stole my idea and is taking all the credit for it and earning all the money for it. Well, where did I get the idea? I totally stole the idea from an existing platform that I totally took the idea. This was all in cryptocurrencies. I literally took the idea from one cryptocurrency and suggested a system to implement it in another cryptocurrency. Now, is that my idea? No. To be fair, I just copied one thing and proposed putting it in something else. And then I feel like that's my idea when somebody else takes the idea I suggested, or maybe they did the same thing I did, and they change the name of it a little bit, and they tweak a couple of small things, and that's their idea. What I hope talking about this is helpful for is a lot of us think that we've got to keep our ideas secret, or someone will instantly steal them and run with them. First of all, the ideas I shared, I had a big following. A lot of people read them and saw them. And then, yes, occasionally, someone runs with an idea I put out. Now, for the average person, in terms of following, now, I'm very much an average person in all aspects of my life, but this just happens to be the work I do. So, if for most business entrepreneurs, there's no reasonable fear of having your idea stolen. In fact, the motivation to keep an idea secret stops a lot of us from getting the help we need to actually execute an idea. For example, I have another big idea for a platform right now, Youthena. I think the basic idea of it is good enough to stand as a top company in the entire world. The idea is to have one place where people go to learn, connect, and make money. In terms of make money by working for services or contract labor. One platform where people have a real focus on work, service, earning money, spending money, helping others, networking. Currently, it is extremely fragmented online in this respect. There's platforms like Udemy where you go to take a bunch of online courses. There's platforms like Upwork and Fiverr that are really good for hiring people. There's platforms like LinkedIn where you do some networking and connection. There's no one platform when it comes to just earning money online and building your career where you can really do everything. And I've got an exact idea for how to do that. It has three basic components. It needs to have kind of the networking aspect of Facebook, where you put up a profile and you can send messages and join groups. Real simple without all the other complicated stuff on Facebook. Second, you need to be able to put video courses and products up for sale there and free previews of all of that. This allows a lot of organic traffic to come to the site, similar to YouTube, Udemy, for learning. This brings a whole lot of people to the site. Plus, it gives something very concrete to do to stay on the website, to watch video courses. And then the third key component is to be able to sell and buy services, to sell your services at an hourly rate or to do contract labor. Basically, taking the Facebook profile and groups features and messaging, just those, taking that off of Facebook, taking the discovery and the search engine capabilities of something like YouTube to search for videos and courses or something like Udemy and rank them, the ability to publish and sell courses, very similar to Udemy, and then taking the ability to work, something like Upwork, where you can put a profile up and where jobs can be posted. You put all of those in one spot, then you've got a platform with massive potential because it'll feed itself. And the best thing is you could actually use the platform itself to build itself. I'm currently seeking investor funding for doing this on Youthena. The key parts of the investor funding are to build up the actual platform, the code, the hosting, build all that up itself so that you can do all three of those on one platform where I'm not aware of anywhere else you can currently do that. Then using the marketing funding of the platform to directly pay the people that are on the platform to market it. You could do amazing projects like micro-influencer marketing where you would have the ability to pay hundreds of people very easily, say $5, $10, to all go do a post about Youthena, for example. I share my ideas like this openly because I want to live in a world where that kind of thing exists. And if I can help bring it about by sharing the idea for it, and if somebody else runs with the idea. Maybe you are getting the idea right off the platform and you know an investor that can fund you and you've already got the development team and you build the platform, then I get to feel an amazing compliment that I was the messenger for that idea. We look at some of the great prophets in religion like Jesus or Muhammad or Lao Tzu. Really, these people are just divine messengers. They're telling us the word of God, a healthy way to live, spiritual values and principles. They're really just messengers. Yes, I just compare myself to Jesus. I bring an idea into the world as a message. Someone else actually builds it. If you think about it, Jesus didn't build Christianity. He delivered the message, and all the people after him really just stole, or you could look at it, his message and built their own thing up based on what he shared. Being the messenger is an honor. Thus, I go forward with courage today. I share my ideas openly. However, I've ran up $100,000 in debt this year to get the platform started. Someone else might totally take the idea and I might get nothing for it. And that's fine. That is fine. Because I have faith, I trust that when I serve, I'm taken care of one way or another. Now, if you want to invest, I encourage you to apply for a call and we'll go from there. I appreciate, and if you want to just talk more and get involved with Euthena, the best way is to become a partner at jerry.tip/partner. You can get a one-on-one call with me every month. You get a weekly group call with the partners every week. You get access to my private Facebook group where I'm available for networking, and then we can really get to know each other. You are one of the top percent who's made it to the 1% who's made it to the very end of this video. I imagine you'll love being a subscriber and turning those notifications on if you're not already. If you are, please pat yourself on the back. Thank you for helping us have so many subscribers on this channel. And I recommend, if you love it this much that you made it to the end, also go follow on Facebook just in case you stop using YouTube or something happens to me on YouTube. Follow on Facebook, turn those notifications on, and see first in the news feed to make sure you don't miss any videos. That way, let's stay together. I am so in love with you. Yeah, that's how you end a video. From now on, that's how you end a video.